The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Now, a bit of a topic for you to get involved with this morning. We're looking for the best excuses that you hear from children. It's the perfect excuse for any child who cannot bear to eat their greens.
Oh, do you know what? I used to mash them with a fork so they disappear. Obviously, they didn't.
Have you ever thought about being a magician?
I coughed in my napkin, pretended I coughed in my napkin and spit it out.
Oh, that's a good...
There you go, yes. Don't do it anymore, like. It's rude to spit, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. Well, yeah. Move on. We're looking for the best excuses that you hear from children. It could be regarding anything. It could be regarding maybe not doing their homework. It could be for not eating their greens. It could be for anything at all. We'd like to hear from you or the kids regarding the best excuses from the kids over whatever.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
We're talking about the best excuses you hear from children. A couple of people hanging on the line. Let's go to Haydock first. Good morning, John.
Morning, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you, John. Tell me your story.
Right, a couple of weeks ago, my granddaughter was late for school, something like 3 hours.
What?
So, of course, the teachers informed the parents. The parents went out looking for herself and a friend. And then they rang them and said, right, they've turned up, like 11:30. So the first thing the school do is they search them.
Right.
So they thought to these young girls, and they found cigarettes.
Oh, dear me.
Then they called the mother to school, told them they'd found these cigarettes. They blamed each other, as they do. And the mother said, right, that's it. You're grounded. We're not having this. Bad girls. Mother said to them, how long have you been smoking? Oh, a while. How many do you smoke? Two, three. Right, that's it. You're grounded. No more of this. A fortnight, you're not going out, and you're going to give up them cigarettes. To that, granddaughter Amy replied, Mum, you can't expect them to give up, just like that.
You're joking.
That's what
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Outrageous. John, great story. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Cheers,
have a nice day, fella.
You too.
See you later. As my dad always said, it's easy to give up smoking. He's done it thousands of times.
Exactly.
Let's go to Brutal. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Kev.
Hi, Trace. What's your story?
My daughter, when she was 4, was getting ready for school, and the screams were unmerciful, and I was rushing. So I ran into it and said, what is wrong? She screamed, me socks just won't let me feet in.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, my God. That's great. What's her name?
Her name's Alex.
Oh, how old is she now?
She's 8 now, and she still says all the classics. I have them all wrote down in a book for her when she's 18.
Oh, God, love her. Tracy, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Thanks, Kev.
Have a nice day today.
And you, bye.
See you later, bye-bye. Talking this morning about the best excuses you hear from kids and what for. A couple of people hanging on the line. Let's go to City Centre. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, Kev. You okay?
Great, thank you. What's your story?
So, years ago, obviously, when my kid was a kid, and he was, you know, he was doing his homework, and I noticed he wasn't doing it, and I said to him, what's wrong? He said, my pen's run out. I said, your pen's run out? He went, yeah. I said, where? He said, out the door. I said, don't you like it, Dad? I said, it's still in your hand. I said, get your own work done now. You know? I said, never kid a kidder. And he just looked, he looked at me, Kevin, and he was like, smart ass.
Yeah.
I said, but Dad know everything. You know?
Yeah.
I said, get your whole work done now.
I wonder where he got all that kind of cable from. He must have. He must be a little chip off the old block. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Nice one, Kev.
Anyway, thanks, Kiri, for the programme.
Thank you, pal. Have a good day today.
Cheers,
see you, Kev. Bye-bye, mate. Let's go to Heswell. Morning, Debbie.
Morning.
What's your story?
When my little boy was about 4 or 5, every year we always put money on the Grand National.
Yep.
And we let the kids pick a horse out of the paper. And we said, you know, pick a horse, it might win. So we picked a horse, and all the way through the race it was winning. And it won, and we were all excited, and we were saying to him, oh, you've won. And he was sat there, and he was really upset. And I said, what's the matter? You should be made up. Your horse has won. And he said, yeah, but Mum, I'm really worried. And I said, but why? He said, well, I don't know where I'm going to put the horse. It's his birthday today and he's 19.
Well, he's 90, what's his name?
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andy. Hope you're looking after that horse.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seat Podcast.
Some of you going away, already away, or just back from your holidays. Got me thinking about holiday disasters. Maybe a topic we can talk about this morning. Have you ever had an absolute nightmare when you've gone on holiday? Maybe you've gone to... Maybe the resort was not what you're expecting. Or maybe... I hate that when, even though you'd book something that you see that's lovely in the brochure. When you get there, despite the fact that you know what you've booked, I still always get dead nervous opening that door of the room just to check it's up to your liking. Because I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to hotel room. I want the best. I want it to be lovely.
Yeah.
But I hate it. You know, it's like being fortunate enough to go to one or two lovely places in my time. And I can remember going to one place in the Caribbean. And despite the fact that it was five-star, I was fortunate enough to go to a five-star resort, it was just like, it's their five-star's not like our five-star. Do you know what I mean? I'd have rated it a three.
Right.
So opening that door is just like, oh, no.
It's disappointing, isn't
it? Yeah.
You've got it.
But yeah, but that's not really a holiday disaster. That's just me being a bit snobby when I go away. But I don't know. The rooms in Pontins these days, I think, they're just not the same. You know what I mean? They've definitely downgraded.
It's those bunk beds, you know? Can't get used to them.
I used to love Pontins.
You know what? I've had some great times. I've done some stuff at Pontins. I've had some great times. Not knocking that at all.
I've got a terrible holiday disaster, actually, Kevin. 5 years ago.
Yeah, so is your ex-boyfriend. He said you turned up.
I went away with my... Well, this is my boyfriend, obviously, before the one Raymond, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I went on holiday to Dubai, and I wasn't aware of how strong the sun was.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I love it there.
Yeah, but I put oil on my skin. And I got third-degree burns all over my body.
Third degree?
Yeah, my face puffed up all week, and I've one swollen eye.
Oh, my God.
All week, it was horrendous. And then I got chicken pox as well at the end of the week. So it was horrendous. I was really ill.
I got the same thing happened to me. That's the time when I had to go see a doctor because the burns on my legs. And they gave me a Viagra tablet. I said, will it take the sting away? He said, no, just keep the sheets off your legs. Actually, Dubai is one place I've never, ever experienced warm sea before.
I know.
Really?
Oh,
is it
my
warm?
It's just unbelievable.
I've never been.
And
it's
the
lovely.
Humidity, though, is a bit... It's 100% humidity over there.
What's the best time to go, then, do you reckon?
I think April,
about 3
March.
O'clock in the morning.
But I hate that about Dubai, because obviously it's aircons full on there, isn't
it? Do you know what? Dubai is one of the nicest places on the planet. Listen
the
to her. I hate Dubai. Isn't that typical?
No!
And strikes again!
I'm not saying that!
Seven-star holiday resort, and she doesn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't a seven-star resort where I stayed.
Yeah,
I don't know what place you went to.
It's just the loveliest place if you're ever fortunate enough to go. But anyway, look about. Have you ever had a holiday disaster?
Well, quickly, I went to Magaluf, and it was... we went to the when with Kate, who used to work here on Newsreader, when my sister was a rep out there, 18 to 30s holiday, and we went to the Pirates night, and it was my birthday, and I got very, very drunk on beer and sangria, and I ended up being sick, and because they didn't want to hold my hair back anymore, they tied my hair into my halter neck dress, so I was walking along with my neck, and I couldn't see me and Kate walking home. Kate was a mess, and I bashed right into a pole because I couldn't see where I was going, and they had like a black eye and all bruised cheek for the rest of the holiday. And that holiday was just horrendous.
And that was on a Pirates night.
It was great fun, but it's free drink, isn't it? All the sangria and beer you can
drink.
Sounds
like you spend too much time at the bar.
The Kev Seat Breakfast Show Podcast.
Right, we've got some texts here. Morning, Lely. My sister is an air hostess. We went to Lapland at Christmas. Lapland, by the way, if you've got children, take them to Lapland. It's the most magical experience in the world ever. .co.uk. It's just great. Took some underprivileged kids there. It's just brilliant. Her sister's an air hostess. Went to Lapland at Christmas. And the coach taking us from the airport to our hotel ran over a reindeer.
Oh, my God.
All the kids were in hysterics. I think I was the only one who could see the funny sound. My God. Horrendous. It always amazes me how the planes land on snow, though. Yeah. You'd expect it to slip everywhere.
And water, though.
Yeah, well, I think landing on water is better than landing on land.
Yeah, is it smoother?
Yeah. It's great.
I've never landed on water,
no,
ever.
I haven't. What kind of places have you been to that's landed on water? Not Magaluf.
Only when it's raining.
Yeah. the Maldives. See, that's...
Yeah, that's one.
Oh, that's posh, one. Though, isn't it?
I had a holiday disaster in the Maldives. When I was on a, you can hire out an island, your own island for the day. You just got to do these things. If you know, I was very fortunate, not bragging about it, very fortunate to do that. But I thought, like, you know what, you're on a desert island here. No one else is here, just us on the island. That's it. Let's sunbathe naked. So we were.
Oh, you went nutty.
And then I just thought, you know what? I just had a feeling that someone was watching. And I went walking through the island just to check the other side. As I walk through, there's a guy in the bushes with a big, massive camera.
God,
it was horrendous. So, that was a bit of a disaster.
Did you see the pictures?
No, I never saw the pictures. No, thank God. Anyway, where were we? Some more texting. Met a couple on holiday last year. They were great, gone on dead well. Invited us to their house when we got home. They turned out to be swingers. That's another holiday disaster I had in Mexico. It was a swingers hotel I stayed in. Oh, my God.
Really?
And then Scott Hughes found out about it, and he went and stayed there twice.
It's his favourite spot.
I know. Where are we? Snogged the lad my mate had her eye on the first night. I don't remember, but my mates didn't sleep me all week. It was the worst holiday ever.
Aww.
However you are, good morning. Me and 9 girls went to Magaluf for mine and another girl's hen do over the Whitbank holiday. We packed little shorts and t-shirts. It rained every day and night for 5 days. One night it dried up, so dressed as schoolgirls. We made a run for it. The heavens opened. We ran into the nearest bar, which was just full of old fellas. Now, we were in school shirts that were stuck to us. They thought the 10 of us were the entertainment. We looked like we'd entered a wet t-shirt competition. I bet they were made up. This is funny. In the Maldives, our friend lost his wife on the island. We asked reception if they'd seen her. He described her as having big boobs. They said, oh, yes, we have your wife. They got on the walkie-talkies and took him down to some room, opened the door and said, your wife. Our holiday ref was in a silky nightie, posing on the bed, surrounded by blue lights. This might not have been a disaster if she wasn't over 60 and looked like Scary Spice off Bo Selector.
No!
That's from Lydia. Morning, Lydia. A couple more texts and then we'll do the travel. Louise in Bootle. I went on holiday with this guy who turned out to be an alcoholic. I'm not even joking. He drank 6 pints before we got on the plane. Then he didn't stop the whole time. He ended up booking a separate room and hanging out with the cleaner. Louise, good morning. Nicola from Southport says, I went away with my long-term boyfriend who was very possessive. We went to Egypt for 2 weeks. And men don't exactly hold back when they see white women. My boyfriend ended up knocking the waiter out during a meal. Then we got kicked out of the hotel. It wasn't indeed a disaster. My God, we'll do some more of these. Holiday disasters. We got someone hanging on the line. Morning, Paul. What's your holiday disaster?
Paula. Hello, Kev. It's Paula.
Oh, sorry, Paula. I called you Paul.
I had a sex change.
Go on. What's your disaster?
I went to Hawaii with my husband and kids. And I'd never been on a big slide before, but he persuaded me to go on the biggest kamikaze slide. So I goes on it.
On a big slide?
Big slide, big right. Kamikaze slide.
Well, I've had a disaster with one of them as well. Go on.
So I didn't know that you had to lie flat and no one told me. So halfway down, I'm waving to them all. And as I hit the bottom, I'd done 3 somersaults. Nearly broke my neck. My tripney bits were hanging out everywhere.
Oh, my tripney God. Bits.
And then I ended up in hospital. He sort of broke a bone in my spine.
You're joking?
So I was there all day. I had to have MRI scans, CAT scans and what have you. But thank God I only bruised my spine.
My God.
But then I got tablets to say I couldn't go in direct sunlight. So I'm in Waikiki Beach cutting sunbathe. It was an absolute disaster.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. And all my husband and kids done was laugh.
Like 1.5 million are doing right now, probably.
Close the ride down for the day. Health and safety has to come.
You're
all
joking.
Two men not sliding down.
My God. I had a similar, not as bad as that, but you know one of the ones that's like a tube that goes round in a circle?
Yeah.
Well, I was coming down one of them, and you know as you hit each bend, you go up the side of the slide. Well, I went right up and landed, and turned over onto my belly. So I'm now coming out the side black backwards, right? As I hit the water, my legs opened, me feet scraped right along the side of the pool and cut all my toes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but at least you saved me bit, didn't you?
Oh, they were already out. I went down topless, didn't I? I didn't care to be sure.
I don't know whether I'm knocking myself out with them or fly.
Oh, my God. Paula, thank you for sharing that with us today.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
See ya.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Talking of scouting for girls, someone just texted through this morning saying that... says, I'll read it to you. It says, myself and some fella lost our wives in the airport talking of holiday disasters. I said, what does yours look like? He said, well, she's got long blonde hair, massive boobs, and the shortest skirt you've ever seen. What does yours look like? He said, oh, forget it. Let's look for yours. I love it. 16 minutes past 8. Holiday disasters. Hello, Gary. Good morning.
Morning, Kev. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your story?
A few years ago, I went on holiday to Crete with my girlfriend, and before we went, we bought this big blow-up canoe. It took us like an hour to blow it up on the beach, so we got it all set up and everything, decided, right, let's go. So we're just in the sea, just taking our time and all that. When we turned around, about a quarter of a mile off sea, it started getting dead choppy, so we said, come on, let's head back. And as we tried to turn it, that canoe tipped over and we both fell out, and we just watched it literally blow about 2 miles away. It just vanished. And we were both in the sea, popping up and down, just two little heads. And we managed to grab hold of one oar, and the pair of us, it took us an hour to get back to the beach. But we were in a different cove, and then it took us an hour and 20 minutes to walk down this road.
It's a nightmare.
And when we got back, she was crying, phoned her mum, and booked the next flight home and left me.
You're joking.
Honestly. She said I tried to kill her and everything. Well, I ended up having a great holiday.
I bet you did. Well, next time you got away, you need to get another one of them canoes.
Oh, you're
dirty,
that.
Fantastic.
Just, it was just the fact that when we got out, when it vanished, we were just in the middle of nowhere, and it was like, oh, what do we do now? And all they could see was this little blonde head going up and down the water crying.
Got somebody like drifted once on one of those sunbeds that many moons ago on his way with the lads. I must have been about a mile and a half, 2 miles away. And managed to get back on the beach, and then couldn't find anybody. It took me about an hour and a half to walk along the beach, burnt all my feet on sand trying to find him. When I got back, I expected them all to be, oh my God, where have you been looking at? No one even noticed I'd gone. I was gutted.
Me head was bright red
from
being in the water that long.
Great story. Gary, have a lovely day today.
Okay, thanks, Kev.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.